Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Evolve Your Brain, The Science of Changing Your Mind, by Joe Dispenza, D.C. Narrated by Sean Renette. Publisher's note: this audiobook is packaged with bonus material, which has been included on the first audio and MP3 CD. If you download this audiobook in a digital format, please visit tantor.com and type Evolve Your Brain into the search box. Follow the link to the book's page, then click on PDF Extra 1. When prompted, enter the access code THINK to access the bonus material. Forward. Since you are listening to this book, you may already be aware of the paradigm shift that is going on in science. In the old paradigm, your consciousness, you, is regarded as an epiphenomenon of your brain. In the new paradigm, your consciousness is the ground of being, and your brain is the epiphenomenon. Feel better? Then you are ready to reap the benefit of this book. If consciousness is the primary ground and brain is secondary, then it is natural to ask how to use the brain in an optimal fashion to fulfill the purpose of consciousness and its evolution. The new paradigm research has been going on for a while, but this is the first book that addresses this question and brilliantly guides you toward that end. Truly, Dr. Joe Dispenza has written a user's manual par excellence for the brain from the new primacy of consciousness perspective. Dr. Dispenza, not being a quantum physicist, does keep the primacy of consciousness implicit, not explicit, until the very end of the book. Because it requires quantum physics to see the primacy of consciousness explicitly, it may be useful for you, dear listener, to receive a little background information from a quantum physicist. Hence, this foreword. To go back to the beginning of the new paradigm revolution, quantum physics has a fundamental interpretational problem. It depicts objects not as determined things, but as waves of possibility. How do these possibilities become actual things of our experience when we observe or measure them? If you think that our brain, being the site of us or our consciousness, has the capacity to change possibility into actuality, think again. According to quantum physics, the brain itself consists of quantum possibilities before we measure it, before we observe with it. If we, our consciousness, were a brain product, we would be possibilities as well, and our coupling with the object would change neither the object nor us, our brain, from possibility to actuality. Face it, possibility coupled to possibility only makes a bigger possibility. The paradox only thickens if you think of yourself dualistically. You as a non-material dual entity, not bound by quantum laws and separate from your brain. But if you are non-material, then how do you interact with your brain, with which you have not a thing in common? This is dualism, a philosophy intractable as science. There is a third way of thinking, and this one leads to a paradigm shift. Your consciousness is the primary fabric of reality, and matter, including the brain and the object you are observing, exists within this fabric as quantum possibilities. Your observation consists of choosing from the possibilities the one facet that becomes the actuality of your experience. Physicists call this process the collapse of the quantum possibility wave. Once you recognize that your consciousness is not your brain but transcends it, once you recognize that you have the power to choose among possibilities, you are ready to act on Joe Dispenza's ideas and suggestions. It will help additionally to know that the you that chooses is a cosmic you, a state of consciousness available to you in non-ordinary situations. You reach such states when you have a creative insight. In those times, you are ready to make changes in your brain circuits. Dr. Dispenza shows you how. There is another reason that I think Dr. Joe Dispenza's book is a welcome addition to the growing literature of the new paradigm of science. He emphasizes the importance of paying attention to emotions. You may already have heard